Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I am so excited. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for joining us. But this show is Enlightened Environments with Annette Regolo, optimizing your life from the outside in. This is our debut show, and this is the beginning of learning, understanding, and tapping into how our environment, how the environments can either support us or deplete us. Annette is an expert in this field. You're going to hear all about it. You're going to find out how to contact her. But when we think about this, are you having trouble? Do you feel out of sorts in your environment? How about your home? How about your office? You know, we had a conversation the other day about this, but if you think about what it means to step up as a soul guide, a global teacher, an environmental healer, an author, a speaker, somebody that's out there that's helping other people align with that deeply embedded soul purpose, that's what she has signed up for. That's what Annette signed up for. And so if you looked at her background, you'd understand how it all comes together. You'd understand that whether you're looking at healing methods or certifications and, you know, physical things like Qigong or massage or cranial sacral or yoga, you understand that it all comes together as a master instructor in diamond meditation. And are you ready for it? Diamond dowsing. And that is what happens when you want to move things around, when you want to shift things around. When there are things that are going on that perhaps you cannot see, but you can feel. Annette, I'm really excited to be doing this show. This is like our debut thing, right?
It is. I'm so excited to be here, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to ask you the question that I ask a lot of people, because today's show is to talk about, you know, the deeply important work that you're doing. You and I have talked, you know, several times about how important our environments are. As a matter of fact, Jessica and myself and Linda this morning were talking about how we want to rearrange our production room, right? What can we do to take what we have? Because we want to create a nicer workspace, you know, something that feels energetically strong. And, you know, what I realized is probably wouldn't have thought to do that had I not been talking to you for a couple of weeks. And today it's asking about the energy of it. And I have to ask you this, all of the things you've done, all your certifications, how did you go from overcoming obstacles, challenges in your life? How did you move beyond them to step into your life purpose?
That is a great question. And
thought I'd start out easy.
Yeah, let's start out easy. Sure, why not? The simple answer to that is one step at a time. Mm. When I started, and the big transformation started happening for me when I met Marie Diamond. And this was in 2002, so 20 years ago. And it opened doors for me. And it opened me to possibilities, to tools, to information that really helped me understand my experience in my life. And it really helped me move forward on my soul path, my soul journey. So having the tools I always feel is really important. When I first took her, the first class I took from Marie Diamond was her Inner Diamond class. And it gave me a map, a soul map of where my soul is going, my soul purpose, and the tools to get there. And from there, I just followed my intuition, followed it step by step. So there was a complete unfolding over the last 20 years, and it's still continuing to unfold as I'm continuing to use these tools.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that, you know, you and I talked about, and I became acutely aware that we have to make some changes, is that we went through a period over the past, I don't know, do we want to say 24 months? But I think 24 months was 6 months ago, so it's even longer. Mm-hmm. But we went through a period where we had to make adjustments in our environment, especially those of us that went into studios like Benny, like us, right? That we had live production space we had to be in. But in order to accommodate that, we did some very oddball things with space. And now it's not that we don't have to still be mindful, but we don't have to be as extreme. And in talking with you, I think the last time it got me to think, wait a minute. What's changed on the inside for me that wants me to change on the outside? Or do I have it wrong? Is it the egg that came before the chicken? You understand where I'm coming from? Because it's all interconnected, isn't it?
It is. And when I look at, I teach two programs, more than that, but two basic foundational programs. One really works with the energy in your outer environment, and one works with transforming the energy in your inner environment. So it's the inner diamond, the diamond dowsing. To me, it doesn't matter where you start. What are you drawn to? One will change the other. But what I'm looking at right now, and with so many people spending so much time in their homes right now, and we're coming out of it, obviously, but we still have a lot of time in our homes. A lot of people are now working remotely. To really understand the energy of our homes and how it affects us, to me, it's a piece of the law of attraction that a lot of people are beginning to understand. They're moving into this awareness that the energy of a space affects them either positively or negatively. And we can shift that. We need our spaces to support us positively, energetically.
Yeah. And boy, I can only imagine what it's like a day in the life of Annette. And what I mean by that is, I thought about this and I thought about the work you do and how what happens is it's almost as if you're watching. I love to watch spiders build a web. It's one of my favorite things to do in the Pacific Northwest because it is so full of dew in the morning. It's so wet. And you see this spider just methodically, right? Especially even at night when they start, you know, you see them doing this beautiful weaving and you just watch and you ask yourself the question, how do they know to do that perfectly? How do they know that what they've created for those of us watching, that we're in awe of the spatial relationships, the sacred geometry of it? And a lot of times we just don't have time to look at our space like that. We get up, we go in the kitchen, but there's something about the energy of it that we have to understand. Because let me ask you this, doesn't what we're in either energetically support us or energetically deplete us? I'm sure there are ranges.
Yes. And there are places in your house that can energetically support you. So there's positive places in your house. So I always tell people, pay attention to how you feel in your space of your entire house. So there's something called a positive vortex, a wonderful uplifting energy in some people's homes. And when people walk into those spaces, it's like, oh, I love to be here. And people that come into your home, they kind of are drawn into that space. And it's like they're loving that. And then there's other areas in your home that are created, they're affected, I would say, by stress lines. There's a negative vortex. And those are places that we avoid. Mm. So I don't know how many times I've gone into people's homes, and I'm a dowser, right? So I go in and I clear the energy of their spaces, and they'll say to me, well, I want you to come in and douse my home, but do you really have to go into that room?
Ah,
and I'm going, what's going on with that room? And basically what they've done is they've filled it with junk. They pile all of their stuff in there. They've closed the door and they've ignored that room. Like, it doesn't exist. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to see it, touch it, feel it. And every time they do go in to start cleaning it up or decluttering, within 10 or 15 minutes, they're tired, they get a headache, and they leave the room and shut the door again. Yeah. And so I always tell them, it's like, that's the room I need to get into. That's what I want people to live in, their entire space, so they feel good in whatever room they go into. And that's what we do with diamond dowsing. Mm.
You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the power of shifting this. You know, there's a power when it comes to energy and the work you do, especially that's about transmutation. It's also more connected than that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about can the energy in our environments truly, truly support us? And what is the range of that? What is Annette going to take us through, talk us through, walk us through? And what we're talking about is, you just heard the extreme. You can go in every room of the house but that one. And I could probably see the expression on Annette's face. It's like, I got to get in that room. But we all have space like that, that even if we don't vocally say it, we don't go in the room or we don't take that action. Last thing I want you to think about, do you feel like you're just a bit helpless with your work environment? Do you feel like maybe it's work, may not be much I can do? When we come back, that and more. Annette, before we go to break, let's have people go to your website so they can find out more about you, okay? How do they do that?
Yes, go to AnnetteRugolo.com. So it's Annette, R-U-G-O-L-O. And there is a page on the website called Enlightened Environments that you can go to and find out all of the offerings that I have.
I love it. When we come back, by the end of today's show, you will have a sense of that place in your world. I don't care if it's your car, whatever it is, but you'll have a sense of that place in your world that when you think about it, you're like, I don't want to think about it. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.LeahRowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be introducing you to Annette. This is one of several shows, several topics we'll be taking on. You know, what we're talking about here today and what she does so beautifully and so powerfully. I mean, this is something to think about, really. At least I've been thinking about it, is when you're enlightened and you have enlightened environments, think about those two words, enlightened environments. What does that mean? You know, that's what Annette's going to talk about, but it's how to have enlightened environments both on the inside and out. And the question today that she's taken on in her fabulous show is your environment supporting you or depleting you? Now, Annette, before we dig into that and question about energy supporting us, how do people find out about you? Tell us a little bit about the work you do with others to help them change things up.
All right. So I have a website. It's an awesome website. You have lots of information on there, AnnetteRigolo.com. And go to Enlightened Environments. There's a tab that will take you to lots of classes. There's some free ebooks, free meditations. I have some free intro evenings coming up that talk about the inner diamond and the dowsing. So all of that's on my website right now. So I'm always excited about presenting this wonderful information to others. So this is a really wonderful way to find out more about what I do.
Awesome. Let's take on that question. Let's take on the question of how energy in our environment supports us. How does that operate?
So the one thing I always like to share with people is we have an understanding that there are places on this planet that we go to that we're just drawn to, we're attracted to it, and we feel vibrant, uplifted, inspired in these places. So in the United States, we have Sedona. Huge positive energy. There's Avebury, Stonehenge, Machu Picchu. We go to mountaintops and we're drawn to these places. And while we're in those places, we feel this wonderful, expansive energy. And I have talked to so many people over my years of dowsing that they'll go on vacation to these places, to beaches, to all of these wonderful spaces. And then they come home and all of this expansion that they felt, all of a sudden it's like, it closes off.
Wow.
And it's like, what happened to my wonderful, inspired energy? All this expansion and the light I connected with. Well, what's happened is because humanity, because there are so many souls on this planet right now that are moving into a higher vibration an expansive way of being, there's always been souls on this planet that have traveled to these places, temples, ashrams, different places where they've spent their life in this high vibrational energy. Well, we can't do that anymore. There's so many of us reaching these higher vibrations. We're going into enlightenment on this planet and ascension. So we need, instead of going to these places and just having a short experience with it, we need our homes to support us energetically. We can create this high vibe space in our homes by finding and curing, transforming all of the energy that is creating a low vibration in our home.
Wow. And you know, it sounds like there it is and we can pinpoint it, but a lot of times we can't. I know that, I don't know if this has happened to you, but I know that I'm perfectly okay. I'll be in my home, but somebody else will walk in and they'll sense something because I've become so unaware of it and become of the impact of it. You know, do we turn on almost like a numbing device to really detach from it, especially if the energy is a downer?
Yes, absolutely. And I've seen this so many times. So think about, we didn't have a lot of this information and tools 50 years ago, 60 years ago. So we grow up in this environment. And because we couldn't deal with it, we couldn't change it. We just, we numb it out. We close the door. So it's like, we can't feel it. Right. And it's not like it's not affecting us, but we kind of lower the volume, kind of shut the door on it. So now we're carrying that energy in our field. We've absorbed it. And as we go through life, it's called the law of attraction at the environmental level. Because we're used to being in that energy, we keep attracting homes or spaces that match the vibration of that energy.
Wow.
All right. Until somebody comes in and says, oh, there's something wrong in this space. Do you feel this? Right. And it's like, let me wake up again and let me start, you know, being aware of this energy. But it's like that's the only way we can deal with it until we don't.
And let me ask you this other question too. Are people, after they have a sense of, I can feel it, like the example I gave you with our studio, right? You know, we know we're in a little transition phase because of, you know, what we're building at the end of this year. But it doesn't mean, even if you're in transition, that you have to settle for your environment. You can make some changes. It's daunting for some people, isn't it? Because they think, oh, I got to change like everything. But that's actually not true, is it? Or maybe it is. I don't know.
So one of the things I want to actually address here, Dr. Pat, is there's physical changes. So there's feng shui, right? Where there's the movement of energy. It works with the elements. It works more with the physical space. When we talk about dowsing, I call it foundational. It goes beyond that, really shifting the energy of a space. And what I've seen over the years, for instance, I'm recently working with a young couple that has built a house. They're building a new house. So they had their home doused before, so they really understand the impact of dousing, what it does. So they had me douse the land, clearing all the negative stress lines. So what's happened, and I just saw them about a month ago, because their space has been doused, everything with the building of that house has gone smoothly. It's been effortless. It's gone ahead of schedule, even with slow supply chains, even with everything going on. They have a neighbor two houses down that had started building their house 2 years ago, and they're still waiting for things. Okay. So before we actually even go into changing the physical aspects of the space, I feel it's even more important to start raising the vibration of the house. And then what happens, and maybe we can talk about this later, is the brain waves. We have brain waves, our homes have brain waves. And because our homes are so much bigger, the brain wave of our home affects our own brain waves. So it allows us to see things differently, in a different perspective, more expansively, when the brain waves of our home is supporting our own brain waves.
You know, that's so important. Such an important point. We're going to talk about it when you come back from break, because I was just realizing how important that step one and step two is. And, you know, I was drawn to the fact that I love smudging things. Now, you can't take smudge in an office building that has like sprinkler system. Not a good idea. And even in my own home, this, you know, with all the built-in smoke detectors and all of that. But I found myself putting on my calendar for Sunday is to get some beautiful sage I have from the high desert in California and smudging the outside of the house. Now, I'm not sure why. I don't really have a why. It's just a feeling. It's just something about that. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how all of this ties in to that inner wisdom we have. You know, how the process that you just described, the dowsing first, how that opens up a portal. You know, one of my mentors used to say to me all the time, there is no way, not a single bit of abundance can get in for you because you're so clogged up with all this other stuff. There's got to be a way that you take care of that and then let it flow. I want to talk to you about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break, Benny. Everybody, when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, why now? Why is this such an important conversation now? What are we feeling? What freedom are we in search of? We're going to talk to Annette about that and much more, everybody. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolgy every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolgy.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Annette, I know we're talking about a lot of things in the, you know, debut show that we're doing here now, and there'll be much more coming. But what's important is for people, like I have one of our callers that just sent me a text message to ask a question, that they know how to get a hold of you so that they can speak with you about how do I shift the energy? How do I make changes here? What can I do? And then we're going to talk about what's happening now, right? But how do people contact you?
So go to my website, AnnetteRegallo.com, and especially find the page Enlightened Environments. And on that page, there's lots of wonderful information about upcoming classes. There's some downloads to meditations. There's an ebook called 8 Ways Your Home is Talking to You to start really becoming conscious of your home, the environment of your home. There's some free intro classes coming up. There's a link to schedule a 20-minute free consultation with me as well if you have any questions before you schedule a dowsing.
Awesome. Thank you. This question is going to fit into what you started to talk about before. It's a text message that I just got, and it's from Jonna asking the question. This is a really fascinating show. Thank you, Dr. P. Can you please ask Annette, how do you get rid of the energy of people that were in your space that are not there anymore? Like your ex. Yeah, Jonna, we'll get what, but I understand the question, right?
Yeah.
Right. It could be an ex, it could be any other person that maybe depleted your energy.
So this is something that you learn in the Diamond Dowsing class. It's part of that class. There's also a special space clearing class, a 3-week class that I'm really focusing on this deeper. But think about everything as energy. All of the emotional energy we create, all of the mental energy, all of that energy, once it's created, it stays. So it stays in that space. The person leaves and leaves their energy behind. It's like dirty laundry, right?
Yeah.
So space clearing, I teach a space clearing class that helps people clear up that energy. I work with light frequencies. So at the inner diamond, I had 5 years of experience with the inner diamond before I even took the dowsing class and learned how to douse. So I combine the dowsing with the light frequencies of the inner diamond to transform all of that emotional energy, mental energy that has been created by others and left in a space. I've worked with realtors over the years, and this profession has what they call a divorce home. So it's interesting, and it's the same principle. So a couple does a lot of fighting. They end up getting divorced. All of that energy stays in the home. They move out. Their energy stays behind. A young couple moves in, or another couple moves in, 2 or 3 years later, they're divorced. Now, all of that energy adds to the energy that was there. Another couple moves in, they get divorced. So these homes become labeled as divorce homes. And it's like, people don't realize that the energy created in a space affects them either positively or negatively. And I've gone into homes where there was, I remember going into this home, there was a minister and he had this beautiful sunroom in his home. And I walked in this space and it was like, oh my gosh, it felt so amazing and uplifting. And I'm going, what have you done in this space? He said, well, every Sunday we do a prayer service here. So it's filled with all this positive energy. And this is one of the things we need to begin to realize. So we're not, again, affected by other people's energy, or we can be uplifted by them as well, but we can clear it. And this is the space clearing class.
I love that we're talking about this because it's so fascinating that you brought that up because, you know, there is certain space that I love to create, which are considered, you know, sanctuary space or parts of the room for that. And, you know, I was trying to explain this to Linda. I created one room here in my new place that has both spiritual things in it and exercise equipment. And it was like, what? And I said, yeah, you know, why not? Why not have that in a room where thinking about exercise is probably not at the top of your list, but thinking about being in that space or being drawn to it is. So mm-hmm. what you're describing for people are ideas or things that they can be mindful of, right? Be aware of. You know, prayer does affect the brain. You know, there's science now that says, there are stories that says, and you were saying something about brain waves. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So we understand that we all have brain waves. Our brain waves, there's beta, alpha, theta, and delta. So different brain waves, depending on and we could measure our own brain waves, right? So think of beta brain waves as, I know I visited with my friend Marie about this, and she came up with a really wonderful way to relate to these brain waves. So think of beta brain waves as, I'm going to go to sports. So think of ping pong.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's easy.
Right? So think of ping pong and how chaotic and fast that is, right? And it's like your brain waves are just going chaotic like that, right? So you go into an alpha brain wave and now it's tennis. So the ball is slower, there's more space. And as our brain waves go into higher brain waves, it allows more light. It's calming the brain. It's not so chaotic. So we go into theta and now it's baseball. So there's some activity in baseball, but overall it's kind of a slower paced game. So when people watch baseball, their brain waves actually adjust to that energy of baseball and they're going into theta.
Yeah. Wow.
And then delta, think of golf. So how many people fall asleep watching golf, right? So now it's like this really open space and relaxed, and it allows inspiration. It allows for a shift, right? So that's our own brain waves. And when we go into a space, we can begin to recognize the brain wave of a space. So a beta brainwave house or a room is going to be chaotic and cluttered, and there's no order in that space. We go into an alpha space, and there's some order, there's some movement, there's some light. Theta, there's much more order. Everything moves together. It feels like very relaxing, very open. And Delta, if we go into a Delta space, these are our temples. Mm. These are meditation, very Zen, right? So this is how we can begin to recognize the different spaces in our house as well. If there's clutter, if there's chaos, there's something there creating that brainwave, and you go into that space is now going to affect your own brainwaves. So all of a sudden you're looking for solutions, you're looking for energy, for some expansion of light or something. And it's like, boop, your brainwave shut down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's how these work together. And once you start becoming aware and really looking around your house, and the other thing we talked about, Dr. Pat, is even the things on your walls, the things that you bring in, your items. I always tell people, and I learned this myself, is I want things on my walls that I look at that I love.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Love it. And that affects our brainwaves too. So everything is energy, the energy of our space, the energy that we fill our space with. It all makes a difference.
Yeah. I love that you talked about that because, you know, when we moved in here, first of all, it was very unexpected. I didn't expect to move from where I was. Been there 14 years, really didn't feel like moving. You know, moving would have been the last thing on my list in the middle of what we're growing here, right? Because that's a stability. And I so thought we weren't going to move that I went and got both of my knees done for knee replacements, right? But smack in the middle of that, something came up that I had to move. I mean, it was not even negotiable. Now, this is a longer story, but miraculously, found this place from a friend of mine who's also a host on the network. And the process to get in here happened rather quickly. But the process for putting things on the wall was more deliberate than in any place I've ever lived. Mm-hmm. You know, and I find that what you talked about was fascinating to me. Because I had so many things in storage that I didn't have. And, you know, Linda was here to help me. And it was almost ritualistic to find the right places. Now, I wish I could say that, you know, we put this here and it worked and it didn't. No, we had to move it around. And I wanted to ask you about that, because sometimes we're getting messages. Like, I almost feel like our environment talks to us sometimes.
Yes.
Does it? I mean, it talks to us, or we get a sense of it, and we could either pay attention to that or not, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And I'm the same way, Dr. Pat. It's like we moved in this place and I move things around. And it's like, where does it feel right? And I almost feel like everything has a home, right? And it's like, oh, yes, that is perfect there. And it's that inner outer again, paying attention to what we do in our outer environments and how I always, I go to my heart when I'm in a space. And it's like, does my heart expand? Does my heart open because of that? It could be a piece, it could be art piece, it could be anything in the space or the entire space itself. Can my heart, can I be fully present in my body and my heart expand into that space? We need to be walking around with our hearts open.
Yeah.
If something is in the space that just shuts it down, it stops us from being fully human, fully present.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, I think that part of this, and you know, I'm going to go ahead and skip the break, but I think part of this is we also know that there are places that we relate to. I think I shared a story with you the day that Linda and I decided to stop at the volcano, St. Helens here, that erupted. And, you know, apparently we showed up there and the park wasn't open, but we somehow got up there. And we both looked at each other. I mean, we saw and felt the energy of that powerful, powerful volcano, right? We saw the devastation, but we looked at each other and we said, wow, this doesn't feel good here. Now, we didn't know why, didn't really have to know why, but we could not get out of there fast enough. And sometimes we get information like that, but we also get information about looking at the positive vibrations of things. Why is this coming up now for people? Why are we so in tune, or in tune more, I think, than we've been in a while?
So I think it's about this beautiful feminine energy that's coming in. And a lot of us are really becoming aware of the earth, the vibration of the earth. We have been so disconnected and out of balance in our relationship with Mother Earth. There are beautiful beings, elementals, that I work with as I'm clearing land. And we're really tapping into this beautiful energy and support of the earth. So what's happening, and the way I describe it, I talk about the three levels of the law of attraction. So we have a soul level that really talks about who we are on a soul level, the dharma that we've created, the karma that we're here to clear, where there's a human law of attraction, a human level that really focuses on our actions, our thoughts, our emotions. We've really been working on those levels. Many of us have been. And now we're ready to really tap into and understand the environmental law of attraction and how the environment, again, either supports, deletes, depletes us, and how we can really tap into the energy of our environments to really bring us into this really beautiful alignment with our soul, our humanness, and now our connection with the earth. So there is this beautiful awareness expansion, this consciousness that's happening on this planet right now. And this is what's so exciting about the Diamond Dowsing class, of learning how to understand, tap into the energy of your environment, find out what's supporting you, what's depleting you, and how to transform the energy that's depleting you.
It is really, we're at a time now where I think we know where we've, you know, our cup is full, so to speak. And we're, you know, we're looking for ways to give ourselves some relief. And we don't look enough to our environment. You know, we don't look at maybe, I realized the other day that I love having fresh flowers in my house, right? And I'm acutely aware when they're not. And I realized I had this really silly little notion that every week, if I clean my house, even just straightening up, I would go get the flowers. But if I didn't clean my house, I wouldn't go get the flowers. And I said to myself, what the heck's up with that? You know, getting the flowers are not related to whether or not I did the laundry today. And simple things like, it's funny, isn't it? But simple things like that, I'm acutely aware of, and they make a difference in it. You know, one of the things that in this new place, I have a really great yard, but I have a shed over there that's got to be as old as the house. and it was not painted. It was, paint was off it. And I kept saying to Linda, I got to paint it. And it didn't make sense in the scheme of everything else that had to be done. But I did have to paint it. I painted it a beautiful light blue with raspberry doors. And I realize it's in a place that no matter how I sit here and I look out, it was just up in my face. Mm-hmm. And it just hit me hard. We don't always have to know why something right. hits us like that, right?
I read an article a few years ago that they're discovering that we have what they're calling neuro mirrors in our brains. So what it says is we see everything that's in our environment is mirrored back to us, and it affects us again, negatively or positively. So what you're just describing is exactly that. So you were seeing that every day, and that shed that needed to be painted was having a negative imprint, like it was sending that message back to you, and it didn't feel good.
No, it didn't.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is where we have to. So I love, I work with color. So the inner diamond is all about color.
Wow,
there's 24
yeah.
quantum colors that I work with. Mm. So it's like, what color needs to be here? What color is making me happy? So I have a peach drape over my window in my office. I love the color gold and yellows and blues. Before I had the inner diamond, my wardrobe, my life was pretty much black, white, and red. Like that was my color palette, right? So now it's like our world is so colorful.
Yeah.
And just by bringing in colors, that it supports us in our environment as well.
It does. And, you know, for me, and I think you nailed it, we'll probably talk more about this on the next show, but, you know, I live in the most beautiful green place. When it's green, it's green. But as a result of it being so green, it's gray as well. So you have to be able to love both of that, you know, both the plush, just green nature everywhere. But at this time of year, and I realized that in the summer, probably wasn't looking at it so much. But the minute we went into fall, right, the minute things came off the trees, it was like, oh my God. Annette, thank you so much. I'd love to ask you to please let people know again how they can get a hold of you. And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
To get a hold of me, AnnetteRigolo.com. So yes, please visit my website. Lots of information on there. The message I would like to leave for everybody is begin really paying attention. How do you feel in your space? Begin to be aware of the energy of your space and take a look around your space. Go into every room. How do you feel? Does it uplift you? Does it deplete you? Where do you love to spend time? So that's a little bit of homework to do before our next show.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.